We was healed when the law of Jesus Christ came into our life. He brought healing through the blood, through the cross, through the blood. This is how we get our healing. This is how we get everything that we need. You know, we have been delivered from the law of sin and death by the blood of Jesus. We have become dead to the law by the body of Christ. You know, we're considered dead to the law by the body of Christ, that we should not no more the sentence of the law, because we have the blood of Jesus, which makes us alive and real, and we're able to do the things that God has called us to do. Saints of God, this is our purpose.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man. The
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
My brothers and sisters, I am convinced that the people of God know that the only way you can please God is by faith. I'm convinced we know that, but I'm not convinced we're doing that. I'm not convinced that we know enough of the word to activate the faith to our fullest levels. You see, the more word you know, but the Bible says, Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now listen at this, because I want you to understand, the more word you get to impact your mind, your thoughts, your heart, the more of the word that's going to influence and inspire your inner man. And it's your inner man that the Spirit of the living God fellowship with and moves and ministers and gives us the strength to be able to accomplish the things that God wants us to do. Listen, you're here for a purpose. Some of you know your purpose, some of you do not know your purpose. But I promise you, the more word you get in you, the more your purpose will be revealed to you. And so I've been intrigued, for a long time with the word of God, and blessed, fascinated by the stories and the illustrations and remembering what Romans 15 and 4 says, wherefore all things were written aforetime, were written for our learning, our learning, our learning. And so when we think the Bible is just full of wonderful stories, we're missing the mark. Everything in that word is there to instruct us, to inform us, and to inspire us to do what God has called us to do. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we could learn from the folk in the word and wouldn't have to make the mistakes they made? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could learn from the word of God and hyperspace past a whole lot of the issues of the flesh, because we recognize that there is a war going on the inside. The flesh and the spirit warn against each other. I've made this clear before. One of the reasons why the flesh wars against the spirit is because the flesh has its life on this side only. When you die, the flesh is not going to heaven. So the flesh's desire is not for heaven and its immortal glory. Y'all not hearing me here. The flesh is going back to the earth from whence it came. And so the reality is, it's our spirit man that we should be concerned the most with, understanding what it is that Spirit of God wants to deal with our spirit man, so that we are able to live on this side and the other side. See, your spirit man is going to be, your soul is going to be here and there, wherever there is. Because there is a heaven and there is a hell. And you need to know, when you leave this earthly body, it's going one place, yeah, or the other. Amen. So let's go back into the word of God. Hebrews 11 and begin with verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1. And I want you to read it with me, if you don't mind, beginning now. Oh, wait a minute. That's pitiful. Hold up. Hold up. Stop. You know, this ought to be something you know. And you ought to be able to, if you understood what you were reading, you wouldn't read a, now faith is the substance of things. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may be seated. Don't close your book. Don't turn off your iPad, your phone, none of that stuff, because I have a feeling that many of us would be lost without looking at the actual words on the page. We're in Bible study now, and we're teaching about the word and about meditating on the word. Judges 1 and 8, I just want to give you a little quick review. Judges 1 and 8 talks about Joshua. Moses has died, and Joshua is the new commander in chief. God tells him, as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And he gives him the word, and he knows this word, and he's followed this word. Now he gives this word to the Israelites. Joshua 1 and 8, he says, very simply, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. And again, I've shared with my people, if you take that O off of good, one of those O's, you got God success. And many of us want God's success, but we can't have it without God's word. You see, if God's going to give you good success, that good success must come from the inspiration and the instructions of God's word. And you can't expect God to follow your will. God expects us to follow his will. Then David picks up, because remember, this is a prescribed duty to the people of God. They had to do this to know and to understand if they were going to win the battle, if they were going to do what God had called them to do, if they were going to enter into the promised land and receive the blessings of God, they had to do it with God through God's word. Let me ask you a question. Do you think God has changed the way he does things?
No.
No, sir. No, ma'am. He has not. So that means if we're going to win the battle, if we're going to have success, we're going to have to do it according to his word. David picks it up because David was a man who desired to have the heart of God, to love and to know God afresh and aright. David says in Psalms 1:1-2, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, listen at this, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Well, Joshua said you got to meditate. David is saying you got to meditate. What does this word meditate mean? It means to intensely and intently focus on the word. He says you need to do it day and night. In other words, you need to make time for it. It needs to become a priority in your life. It needs to be something just like food and water you need every day. You've got to have that desire to hunger and thirst after the word of God. It is David's personal delight. It's his personal delight. Again, but his what? Delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he what?
Meditate
when? Day and night. Well, let's go to Psalm 19:14. We hear preachers say that when they're introducing the message. I've said that before. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Praise the Lord. Well, this is David's, listen, private desire. What was his private desire? His private desire was that the words that came out of his mouth harmonized with the words that were in his heart, and that the words that were in his heart were pleasing to God himself. Now, he speaks of God in three forms. Listen, Lord, strength, and redeemer. This is actually a breakdown of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, but not in that order. When he says Lord, he was talking about Jehovah God. When he said strength, he was really talking about the Spirit then, because at that time, Jesus Christ had not come. But then when he said Redeemer, Jesus Christ is the Redeemer of mankind. So he was employing the full Trinity of God, knowing that it takes the reality of God's word to please all three in one. Some of y'all gonna catch some of this later. Then he moves on, because again, this is his private desire. He wants to please God with his words and with his deeds and with what's in his heart. You see, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart doth the mouth speak. And see, what you've got to recognize is what goes in your ears, processes in your mind, goes down to your heart. It is that place where your heart is the archives, of your memory. It is that place where you treasure things. It is that place where those things that are most important to you lie, in the heart. And that's where God's word must be. That's why David says, Psalm 119:11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not do what? Sin against thee. You remember when he messed up with Bathsheba? Yeah. David said in Psalm 51:3, for I acknowledge my sin, I acknowledge my transgressions, plural, and my sin, singular. It wasn't a singular sin. It was a spirit of sin. All of the sins under that heading of my sin. One of the things that I loved about David was he didn't blame it on Bathsheba. He didn't say, Lord, she knew what she was doing. She knew I come out on my balcony every evening this time, and she so happened to set it up and knew what time. And he didn't go through all, he didn't do like Adam and blame it on Eve. Look at what he says in verse 4, 51 and 4, Psalm. Against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. He says that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Verse 5 goes on to say, behold, let's keep the record straight. I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. I'm gonna be honest with you. I recognize it didn't start with me. I'm under a generational curse. We got to break here. Somebody ought to hear me here. And so many of us don't recognize that many of us are living under generational curses. Some of us don't recognize that there are things that our lives imitate those of those who came before us. I'm doing it. My father did it. My father before him did it. You know, you got to recognize. You know, you look at all of the things that happen many times. I mean, even medically, there are things that are passed on from the parents to the children to the grandchildren, on and on and on, genetically. Sin is the same way. Sin is the same. If you don't break that sin issue, if you don't rebuke Satan's power over you and over your children, the same mistakes you made, they're gonna make. That's why many women, when they get pregnant, their daughters get pregnant out of wedlock, I'm talking about. Many men who made children illegitimately, their sons grow up and they make children illegitimately. Don't get quiet on me. I'm trying to help us here. You've got to learn to take authority over generational curses, and that doesn't happen until you know the word. God's people perish because of a lack of knowledge. It might have happened to my daddy, my granddaddy, my granddaddy before him, but I could stop it with me. And if it happened to me, I could stop it from going down to those who are under me. See, because when you know better, James said, you got to do what? All right, help me here, help me. And so I'm trying to help us to see that the word must come into play to guide our lives. Psalm 119:15. says, I will meditate in thy precepts. Precepts. Those are the commandments for life. Those are the things that God has said do and don't do, etc. But David says here, I will meditate in thy precepts. He said, I want to spend time getting to know what you want, what you don't want, what you like, and what you don't like, how you do things, and how you want me to do things. I mean, when you spend time in the Word and allow that Word to get underneath the skin and govern all of the matters of the heart and the mind and all of those things where you make critical decisions and choices, etc. I mean, look at how many young people are being messed up because parents of this day and age did not want to bring their children to church like their parents made them come, did not want to teach them to pray like their parents taught, didn't teach the Bible to them like their parents, didn't bring them to Sunday school like their parents did. When I grow up, I'm not going to do that to my children. And look at how your children are turning out now. I don't believe in spanking. Well, that's why you got what you got. Bible says, spare the rod, do what? Spoil the child. We have submitted to the world rather than the Word. And we've got to recognize the Word is what governs our thoughts and our behaviors. The Word. Now, once again, he says, I will meditate. This is a priority discipline, a prioritized discipline. He made it his business. I'm going to spend time getting to know you, God. I'm going to spend time getting to know what your Word says, God. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. Listen at this. I'm not just going to read it just to read it. I'm going to read it and yield to it. I'm going to read it to change my life. I'm going to spend time in it till the time I spend in it begins to create a change in me. I'm going to spend so much time in it that it builds my faith and I begin to speak those things that be not as though they were, because your Word is turning and stirring and causing my spirit man to get excited and to say what you've said. Why? Because I'm made in your image and in your likeness, and you gave me originally dominion over everything, and I'm taking back what that low-down devil stole from me. You promise you restore seven times what he's taken back from me. You restore what the canker worm has eaten. I ain't got to sit back and whine and cry and let him walk all over me. I can stand on the holy Word of God. Your Word says, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of sunder and soul, a bone and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's in my heart, your Word. It's in my heart, your Word walks with me. Your Word talks to me. Your Word tells me when I'm going right. Your Word tells me when I'm going wrong. Your Word. Somebody say, your Word. Your Word. Do I love? Give God a hand of praise.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
We worship you for who you are, and we praise you for what you and all.